Mile, Sheldon Creed, Sam Mayer, Riley Herbst, top five off of pit road. What about the driver that stayed on the racetrack, John Hunter Nemechek? What do you think the thought is there, Alex? And I know it's only an assumption, but John Hunter Nemechek staying on the racetrack.
Yeah, he did, and so did Jeremy Clements. They're going to stay on the track. Now, I'm not sure what the issue is going to be. I got a bigger problem right now because the Brandon Jones car has some sort of an engine issue. When he pulled out of his pit box and started going down pit road, there was a lot of smoke coming out of the header pipes, and he is very slow now bringing the car back down to pit lane. What's been a miserable season for Brandon Jones has continued to be a bad season. Here he is coming down. As he has gone back to the pit lane, the crew will...
That's not good.
Yeah, the crew's going to go over the wall, and they are not in a hurry.
No, and now the hood is going to go up on that Menards number 9. It looks like he just shut the engine down, blowing smoke out of the header pipes is never a good sign. And, Chris, what are they saying? I think it may be obvious, but what do you hear?
Yeah, it's certainly under the hood, and he came over the radio, Brandon Jones, and said the oil pressure just skyrocketed, and so it's an oil pressure issue on Brandon Jones's machine. He was one of the fastest race cars there in the early part of that run, driving from 26 before getting up the racetrack and losing a bunch of positions, but obviously now that's all for naught, as they've got severe oil pressure issues on that Chevrolet. Not sure if he's going to be able to continue this one.
Yeah, not at all. So we continue under the caution, 39 laps complete.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a genioki.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a 4-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
Mm. I love carbs.
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by Xfinity, is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to Iowa. Green flag goes back in the air. Three drivers stayed on the racetrack and did not pit. That's John Hunter Nemechek, Jeremy Clements, and Ryan Ellis as they go to turn two.
John Hunter Nemechek, a problem on the racetrack. He'll lose the lead. Clements will take it. Nemechek gathers the car back up, but Chandler Smith goes by, Creed goes by, and so does Riley Herbst.
Now John Hunter Nemechek is going to try to rally back. Boy, he tries to shove his way underneath Riley Herbst. He'll stack him three wide. We'll follow this battle. Austin Hill right there. Sam Mayer and others on from third on back.
It is a scrum for those positions coming back into turns one and two. Creed is away with third. Hill gets fourth. Sam Mayer to his inside as John Hunter Nemechek on the bottom of the racetrack, not as fast as he was before the caution came out.
The race leader, however, is Jeremy Clements, the pride of Spartanburg, South Carolina. He's got the field behind him as they race back to turns one and two.
He'll lead by two car lengths off the end of the front straight away. He'll bring that car to the backstretch now, but Chandler Smith begins to bear down on him with Creed, Mayer, and Austin Hill stacking up. Matter of fact, Hill's going to take a peek to the inside for four.
On Sam Mayer, he will. Austin Hill to the bottom, Sam to the outside, right behind Cole Custer. Behind that, two and three wide, John Hunter Nemechek, Ryan Ellis, and Riley Herbst. They're still three wide.
John Hunter Nemechek just trying to get his sea legs under him after that restart. He'll dive to the inside, stack them three wide. Riley Herbst will give way. Now here's Nemechek looking for a lane inside of Ryan Ellis.
Ryan Ellis, just like Nemechek, stayed on the racetrack and did not pit. Their tires are equal. Their cars for the moment are equal. Side by side across the start-finish line, this is 7th and 8th on the racetrack.
And they're stacked up double wide, two rows behind them. Good pack of racing to the back stretch. As further up, here's Sam Mayer and Austin Hill. They continue to race for 4th with Cole Custer now making that a three-man dance.
How about Jeremy Clements, who is out front on those old tires and holding off the Chandler Smiths and Sheldon Creeds and others. And by the way, these are the first laps that Jeremy has led all year long. He has yet to lead a lap. He's leading it right now, Mike Bagley.
And doing a great job at it, Jeff. He's able to keep Chandler Smith and others in the rearview mirror, but that's not saying they haven't turned the wick up. Smith is trying to find his way by right now.
Can't do it at the moment. Jeremy Clements hangs on to the top spot. Chandler Smith has got company on the back bumper in the form of Sheldon Creed. Here goes Chandler Smith now thinking about the lead.
He will dive it hard to the inside at corner entry, but Clements shifts lanes, slides wide just to tad. He's able to maintain some momentum, but Smith is trying to get him. Clements at the racetrack again in three.
Good battle for the race lead. It's on now off turn number 4. Chandler Smith going after Jeremy Clements side by side at the line. We'll get you right back to it. First, though, we need to visit with Chris Wilner at the care center.
And AJ Allmendinger just emerged from the care center. AJ, any warning before that impact with the wall, and how are you feeling? Because that was a hard one.
No, it was, first of all, I feel fine. It knocked the wind out of me a little bit. Belt caught my private area, so that hurt mostly. I'm going to have Tara check that out later. So, no warning. The car was building tight, but we were making time up top. And honestly, when I ran the bottom, it was even tighter, so I thought I was hurting the tire more on the bottom. But I didn't expect to have a right front issue anyway, so it was no warning. And, of course, it blows right in the worst part of the corner, so... Just disappointing. I thought the Circle Chevy there, we still needed to work on it, get to the first pit stop, but we were making gains on the guys ahead of us. So just the way it's going right now. So we'll regroup.
Tough couple of weeks. How do you pick up the pieces and move on to New Hampshire?
Well, I mean, it's just what I love about this race team is all the men and women at Collard Racing. They keep fighting. So that's all you can do. It's easy to quit and just say, I'm done with it, but we're not going to do that. Great thing about the way this format went, all it does is take one win and it changes everything. So we'll get ready. It's not going well, but hopefully our teammates out there can make a good day for everybody. But we'll be ready next week.
Glad to see you. All right, that's AJ Allmendinger, guys.
Yeah, it is. It's good to hear AJ being okay out of the care center as we continue to race under the green flag on the track. Chandler Smith is the new race leader. Sheldon Creed is up to second. Sam Mayer, Jeff, has gone up to third.
Well, you mentioned that here on lap number 52. Why don't we take everybody further down the leaderboard presented by Napa. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver noise-reducing OE quality performance drivers demand. Available now at Napa.
With Chandler Smith being the race leader at lap number 53, Sheldon Creed is second, Sam Mayer third. John Hunter Nemechek has rallied back to fourth on the old tires. Jeremy Clements, who led 7 laps, has fallen back to fifth. Austin Hill is sixth, Cole Custer seventh. Justin Allgaier is eighth, Riley Herbst ninth, and Sammy Smith is 10th.
Jesse Love is 11th, Brett Moffitt by Ryan Ellis last lap. Moffitt 12th, Ellis 13th, Ryan Sieg 14th, and Ross Chastain is 15th. 16th, Parker Kligerman. Jeb Burton is 17th, Corey Heim 18th, Daniel Dye is up to 19th. And Parker Retzloff is 20th.
Josh Williams is 21st. 22nd is Matt DiBenedetto. 23rd, Kyle Sieg. Kyle Weatherman is 24th. Leland Honeyman, 25th. Anthony Alfredo is 26th, with Brennan Poole, 27th. Dawson Cramp, 28th. Blaine Perkins, 29th. And Patrick Emmerling is 30th.
And Patrick is one lap down. Blaine Perkins, the last car on the lead lap. Patrick Emberling right now is 30th. Shane Van Gisbergen also a lap down. Haley Deegan, 32nd. Joey Gase, 33rd. Garrett Smithley, 34th. David Starr, 35th. Out of the race on lap 38th. Brandon Jones, he'll be scored 36th. Right now, 56 down. Chandler Smith out front.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails the Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie.
Hey, 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 hey.
Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters June 21st.
Green and white checkered flag will fly on lap 75. We are working lap 60. Next time by Chandler Smith, Sheldon Creed, Sam Mayer, top three from Iowa Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
The 62 laps are down. Welcome back to the Iowa Speedway. This afternoon, the NASCAR Xfinity Series is in action. It is the Hy-Vee Perks 250. We have already, I think, Mike Bagley, determined at least the stage one portion of this. The dominant car, the driver is Chandler Smith.
Oh, there's no question. I don't know what it is about this young man and these racetracks like this, but he does it at Richmond. He's doing it at Iowa. These diamond, or these D-shaped ovals, these short tracks, he seems to take to. He's doing a great job of managing traffic, managing his equipment as well. And right now, he is leading the field in his wake. His lead is half the distance to the backstretch.
It is over Sheldon Creed, who is second. But Chris Wilner, are things all rosy for Sheldon Creed?
Not so much, Alex Hayden. Although he's running second right now as we get close to the stage end, he came over the radio about five laps ago and says, I'm really starting to feel a vibration. Seems like a right front. The crew's telling him to hang on for these final laps, but he doesn't want to hurt the race car. He said, we need to finish the race. We don't need to push it. So if the pace backs down for Sheldon Creed, that's why a slight vibration developing aboard that Toyota.
And Steve Post, you can weigh in. We did see the cars on pit road just a few laps ago. All the teams had the opportunity to review their tires and review their strategy. What did we learn at that particular point?
Well, we learned that a lot of teams were having right side tire blister issues. Austin Hill did, Corey Heim's team. Saw a couple others down here that had blistering tires on the right front, the right rear, and actually the right side across the board. What's interesting about it is the one that driver that didn't pit, John Hunter Nemechek, very happy with where they're at right now. They're inside the top 10. They're in the seventh spot. And right now, Tyler Allen is sitting on an extra set of tires over everybody else. They've had no concern with the tires. They haven't had a chance to take a look at them. But John Hunter Nemechek, seems like now he might be nursing it to the end, but those tires have been pretty good. But the other ones did have some blistering issues in some instances on the right side tires.
It is remarkable because those three drivers that did not pit, including the aforementioned John Hunter Nemechek, Nemechek's hanging in there. He is eighth. Jeremy Clements, who led seven laps, is 10th, and Ryan Ellis still on the lead lap in 17th. All of those teams, to Steve's point, are going to save an extra set of tires throughout the running of this race.
Well, bank a set of tires, perhaps for late in the running. Sheldon Creed coming across the line right now. Mike Bagley, he is running second, and Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, and Sammy Smith.
And you can tell that Sheldon Creed is exercising a lot of finesse and a lot of restraint right now. He wants to light the afterburners and go out for the lead. But right now, he's just easing that car into and off of these corners. And because of that, he's starting to feel the pain and the pressure from Sam Mayer.
Yeah, Sam Mayer, who was applying some pressure. Sam, by the way, got back to victory lane last week in Sonoma in the ARCA Menard Series West race. So that was a vote of confidence for Sam Mayer. He's a driver that's turning the season around little by little, getting some good, solid finishes here in the summer month.
I'm watching a couple of cars go at it down the back straightaway. Cole Custer got moved up and out of the groove by Brett Moffitt. Moffitt immediately took to the inside, Mike Bagley. They stay that way here at the line. Cole Custer, Brett Moffitt, side by side for position.
Cole Custer's been running the outside line for the last handful of laps or so, and that's allowed Moffitt to take a look down low.
Turn number one. We got one car up and into the outside wall. That'll bring us under the caution. Jeb Burton pounds the safer barrier when he went off into turn number one. Caution for the second time in the race, just three laps shy of the end of stage number one.
So that will put us under the caution flag indeed. Chandler Smith out front. The end of stage number one is coming to a close very quickly.
Wait for your men's or women's health care at the doctor's office or Redbox Rx it and get the care you need wherever you are. Wait for prescriptions at the pharmacy or Redbox Rx it and have it shipped to you. Redbox Rx is the easy, affordable way to get quality personalized care with private online consultations, upfront pricing, and low-cost prescriptions shipped for free. Redbox Rx, the same, but really different. Get 50% off your first prescription at RedboxRx.com with code NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Xfinity Series races here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already. As they race off in turn one by a fender, it's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom by Jeffy Lowe.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
21-year-old driver from Talking Rock, Georgia, Chandler Smith, driving for Joe Gibbs Racing, the crew chief Jeff Mendering, coming off turn number four. Again, we are under the caution flag. Chandler Smith off turn number four.
We'll see the caution flag and the green and white checkered flag for the fourth time this year. Chandler Smith wins a stage here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. The top 10 finishers in the stage get paid championship points. Chandler Smith finishes first, Sheldon Creed second, Sam Mayer will be third, and Justin Allgaier fourth. Sammy Smith was fifth, Cole Custer sixth, Brett Moffitt seventh, Corey Heim eighth, John Hunter Nemechek ninth, and Jesse Love was 10th.
And that look at the Stage 1 Top 10 brought to you by Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Pit stops coming up shortly from Iowa Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow on his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stage one is done. Welcome back to the Iowa Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, making their way slowly towards the opening of pit road. We are under the caution flag, stage one, just wrapping up a moment ago. Chandler Smith, Sheldon Creed, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier. Sammy Smith, that is your top five. Pit road is open. As expected, Chris Wilner, everybody making their way down towards you.
Yes, a much-needed tire is going to be available for these teams as they come down pit road. For Chandler Smith, not major complaints after winning the stage, just wants to be freed up a little bit. They'll make an air pressure adjustment and work on that Toyota fork tires and Sunoco fuel. Justin Allgaier, they're going to go on scuffs from here on out. They scuffed every set in practice yesterday. They want him to be freed up a little bit, but they're going to throw scuff tires on that Chevrolet. Also on my end, Parker Kligerman, Jesse Love saying they were super tight as well. Steve Post.
Cole Custer really happy with his car. It did get a little tight right toward the end of the long run. Got to make an air pressure adjustment there. Sam Mayer really patient with his car, happy with it. Looks like Chandler Smith wins the race off pit road. Sheldon Creed goes out. Cole Custer, Sammy Smith, and Sam Mayer, your front five off from pit road. Also down here, Austin Hill. That car went from way loose to very, very, very loose during that run. He dropped back to somewhere around the 20th spot, so Andy Street making a big adjustment on the Austin Hill car. Pit stops, end of stage one here at lap number 78.
Cole Custer's pit crew getting the job done. They gained three positions on the pit stop. His teammate Riley Herbst, well, their pit crew gained five spots on that exchange.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails the Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie.
Hey, 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 hey.
Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17 on admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters June 21st.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
170 laps remain in the Hy-Vee Perks 250 here at Iowa Speedway. That means lap 80 has gone on the board. Chandler Smith, Sheldon Creed, Cole Custer. Sammy Smith, the Iowa native, is fourth. Sam Mayer is fifth. And what about Brett Moffitt? He, too, an Iowa native, NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion in years gone by. His maiden voyage for Joe Gibbs Racing, and he's up to the number six position.
And having a very good run is Brett Moffitt, doing exactly what he needs to do, and that is to take a good piece and get the most out of it. Right now, he is running in position six in front of Riley Herbst. He's seventh. John Hunter Nemechek, eighth. Jesse Love, ninth. And Corey Heim completes the top 10 as we get ready to go. Again, we'll go all the way to lap 150 before we see the green and white checkered flag.
They have the opportunity to choose what lane to restart in this time by. Chandler Smith, he'll choose the outside. Then Cole Custer will go to the outside as well. Sammy Smith will go outside. So the top three drivers now will go to the outside of the front row, the outside of the second row, and Sammy Smith will give up his track position to drop to the outside of row three. Sheldon Creed happily goes to the bottom side, as does Sam Mayer, and looks like Brett Moffitt down there as well.
Well, that tells you something. We'll make a note of that for sure. Getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Here they come into the Geico restart zone, and the green flag goes back in the air as this sold-out crowd stands up and waves their hat. Cheers on the drivers as they race to Mike Bagley.
A couple of JGR teammates side by side for the lead into turn one. Sheldon Creed's got to check up, and that's going to cause a bottleneck. Four wide down the back straightaway for a moment. Chandler Smith away with the lead. Cole Custer now will get second. Sam Mayer gets clipped, and it is a huge mess from fifth on back.
Brett Moffitt all the way down to the bottom of the racetrack. They are four, five wide for a moment. Austin Hill way down on the apron, but meanwhile, Mike Bagley, we have a battle for the lead.
Cole Custer has found the back bumper of Chandler Smith. He's trying to bypass that back bumper. Can't do it out of two. Smith now with the lead. Still four and five wide mid-pack. Everybody fighting for real estate.
This is fun to watch here at Iowa Speedway. Fans are on their feet still as this restarts a good one. Up front, the battle for third is on. Riley Herbst will bust out of the pocket on Sammy Smith.
And he will send it in deep into turn number one. Fender out in front for Riley midway through the corner. But here comes Sammy Smith back to the outside of the racetrack. Trying to hang on to third. Herbst will not let him be.
All of this going on right behind Cole Custer. He's second. Sammy third. Riley fourth. They've separated themselves now from Sheldon Creed, who is fifth. Let's follow that battle. Sheldon Creed's got fifth, but they are lined up at the spoiler.
Sam Mayer is the first on that back bumper. Jesse Love there, Parker Kligerman, others stacked up as the front four begin to slowly pull away.
They have gapped the fifth place car of Sheldon Creed by some five car lengths and continue to pull out of line, trying to find some real estate on their cars. Riley Herbst again look to the inside of Sammy Smith. Nothing doing, but he tries again in turn two.
He'll try to get down to the bottom of the racetrack. He does, but Sammy Smith has found some speed in that second lane. He's able to hang on to third. Riley Herbst to fourth, but the battle now is starting to shape up for fifth. Sheldon Creed and Sam Mayer going at it there.
Trouble off turn number two. Two cars get together. Shane Van Gisbergen got clipped, banged it off the outside wall. This is the backup car after a crash yesterday. There were multiple cars racing hard for position towards the tail end of the field, and Shane Van Gisbergen got the worst of it. Two more cars got involved in the crash, begin to limp their way back. Blaine Perkins is involved in the crash, as is Kyle Weatherman, and that puts us under the caution flag.
Yeah, it all broke out coming off of turn number two. It has not been a good day or a good weekend at all for Shane Van Gisbergen, who is trying to win three races in a row. That's not going to happen here this afternoon.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit racingelectronics.com today. Be race ready, be RE equipped.
Van Gisbergen off turn number two, lost that car by himself, shot up the racetrack, wiped out Blaine Perkins, and took Kyle Weatherman for along for the ride as well. So we are working right now, lap 89, under the caution, Chandler Smith out front from Iowa Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Working under the caution flag, lap 84, as Chandler Smith comes across the line, Cole Custer, Sammy Smith, Riley Herbst, Sheldon Creed, Shane Van Gisbergen, again bringing out the caution flag off turn number two. A very long weekend for him. That was a backup car that he just destroyed there. Coming in trying to do something that hasn't been done in a while.
No, it's never been done in the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
What do you mean? Not for a long, long time.
Yeah. No one has ever gotten their first three career
wins.
I
just saw it. I'm
in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. In three consecutive weeks, but Shane Van Gisbergen won at Portland International Raceway on the road course, backed it up last week on the road course at Sonoma. Not certainly a surprise to see him winning on road courses. He's yet to win on an oval, but this would be three in a row for Shane Van Gisbergen, but it has been a rough weekend. Crashed the main car yesterday in that practice session, went to the backup car, and has wadded this one up now off turn number two.
Let's talk for a moment about Sammy Smith. Obviously, a lot of people here at the Iowa Speedway are going to be pulling for Sammy Smith, who is from Johnston, Iowa. Sammy Smith, just 20 years old, a super talented young race car driver. Alex, you know, you when you come back to your home track, you know that you all you want to do is, well, you want to win, but you just want to have one of those top three, be up there dicing all day long, having the Motor Racing Network talk about you lap after lap. And so far, Sammy is doing exactly that.
Yeah, and not just that. His pit crew's done a nice job as well, gaining positions on pit stops for Sammy Smith. And that is something that they're going to need throughout the running of the race. They picked up one spot on the last pit stop that they were here, and they gained three positions on the first stop. So that team has picked up, cumulative, obviously, four positions on pit road alone.
He is looking for career win number two. He got his lone win at Phoenix. That was back in March of 2023. Sammy Smith right now running in position number three. Here's a look at the top 10 before we go back under the green flag. Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, they go 1-2. Sammy Smith, Riley Herbst, 3-4. Sheldon Creed completes the top five. The rest of the top 10, Sammy Mayer right now is sixth. Jesse Love, seventh. Parker Kligerman, eighth. Ross Chastain is ninth. And Justin Allgaier completes the top 10 in the Hy-Vee Perks 250.
So let's bring in Dawn Baczynski, the Hy-Vee spokesperson, to join us here on the broadcast. How you doing today? Everything going well? Absolutely right. So for the listeners who are listening, whether they're up and down I-80 or anywhere around the country that aren't familiar with Hy-Vee, what's the backstory on today's Hy-Vee Perks 250? Absolutely right. Now, the perks part of the Hy-Vee, explain that to the listeners. What's the perks that they get? You guys have been a part in supporting motorsports, whether it's IndyCar here at Iowa Speedway or not, but you're on board with NASCAR this weekend. Why was it important to be a part of this race weekend?
In Iowa. So in 2022, we partnered with IndyCar to bring a race series, IndyCar series, to Iowa. So, you know, having NASCAR coming back as well and making Iowa a major event in their series, it's really good for our state, and that's good for us.
Absolutely right. Sold out today, sold out tomorrow. 200 people shy of a sellout last night. Iowa weekend has been big here for NASCAR. You guys are in the middle of all of it. Perfect day to go racing. We can't thank you and your entire team enough for being a part of it.
Well, thank you. And I just can't wait to see how the weekend shapes up and really the beginning of a long relationship with NASCAR here in Iowa.
I hope so, too. Thank you for coming up and spending some time with us here in the broadcast booth. That's Dawn Baczynski, Hy-Vee spokesperson for Hy-Vee and the Hy-Vee Perks 250.
Yeah, indeed. And right now it's Chandler Smith who's at the front of the field, 95 down. The next time by, we continue to work under the caution flag. Cleanup crews still working and attending to turns three and four. Cole Custer is second. Mike Bagley, let's talk for a minute about Cole. He comes in here as the reigning champion. He's had a good season, not great. Last time Cole went to Victory Lane was back in Phoenix last year.
And it's been a tough struggle in 2024 for not only Cole, but the other half of that Stewart Haas Racing 1-2 punch. Riley Herbst having some challenges as well. Cole's a very talented race car driver. He's really taken to road courses. Thought he would have gotten a win out of him in either Portland or Sonoma. But he knows mile and a half tracks. He knows short tracks very well. I believe a win is coming for Cole Custer. Everything has to line up, obviously, to make that happen. He's been hovering, but he is poised and in position and ready to pounce to get that first checkered flag. Could come this afternoon.
Steve Post, more on Cole Custer in the race.
Yeah, and Cole Custer has reported that his car is good until right at the end of the long run, and it got a little bit tight over that last run. So Jonathan Toney, the crew chief on it, made a minor adjustment. Also talked to his dad, Joe Custer. Joe's just one of the really good guys here, and he said this race is really about getting up in the top three, the top five, and just really babying the race car, taking care of the race car. And Cole has done it, his teammate Riley Herbst has done it as well. So I think the Stewart Haas camp is pretty good here as far as that goes. Cole is the reigning champ. Remember last year, he didn't get his first win until Portland, which was just in the month of June. So they're hoping to get one knocked off, and if they can do in the second half what they did last year, that's kind of what the goal is for Cole Custer. He sits here now, going to start in position number two.
Getting ready for a Geico restart postman. Sammy Smith is going to start inside row one because Cole Custer, the driver you were just talking about, who could have lined up to the inside of Chandler Smith, elected to restart outside row number two. Sheldon Creed will start alongside. Then it's Jesse Love, Riley Herbst. They're together in three. Row four, Parker Kligerman and Sam Mayer.
54 laps to go in stage number two as they hit the Geico restart zone, and the green flag goes back in the air. We're racing once again at Iowa. Sammy Smith trying to match Chandler Smith side by side to turn one.
He'll keep pace with him and keep alongside Chandler Smith. That corner entry, corner exit, different story. Chandler Smith there gets the good run out of two up the back straightaway. Sammy cannot keep a quarter panel alongside, although Smith slides wide in three.
And here comes Sammy Smith down on the inside. He wants the race lead. He wants to take it away from Chandler Smith. Sammy on the inside. Chandler on the outside.
A couple of Smiths racing for the lead here in Iowa. And Chandler and Sammy both go at the racetrack in turn two. Three wide for third behind them. Sam Mayer to the bottom of Riley Herbst will give way. Now it's Mayer and Custer for third.
Sam Mayer in the bottom, and he'll slip just a bit. Riley Herbst gets into his back bumper. That'll enable Cole Custer to go around the outside of Sammy Smith. Cole Custer now up to the second spot.
Slipping and sliding for the lead on back here at Iowa. Chandler Smith able to break free. He'll grab the top spot. Cole Custer emerges from the pack. He'll go to second. Smith, that's Sammy, falls to third with Mayer and now Ross Chastain in the mix in fifth.
99 laps are completed. Chandler Smith back out front where he's been most of the day, followed by Cole Custer. Let's head now to the care center.
SVG is out of the care center. Second call in cars. Shane, what happened off of turn two?
I can't hear a word you said, but yeah, really gutted for the Kolek Racing guys and Kubota. Two cars in a row. So it's a real shame. Just got a bit loose and tried to sort of sit in the middle and then got collected, but my fault. Sorry to the guys who got involved in that. And try again next week.
What did you learn in such a short time at Iowa?
I don't know what you said, but there's another one next week. We'll be right.
All right, then Shane Van Gisbergen, guys. The shortest pit reporter on pit lane interviewing one of the tallest in the garage, Shane Van Gisbergen.
I feel your pain, Chris. Shane Van Gisbergen wrecked not one but two cars this weekend here at Iowa, one in practice and obviously this one in the race. As they come by the line, lap 101 goes on the board. Chandler Smith shows the way. Cole Custer second. Sammy Smith is third. Mike from fourth on back. They're stacked up.
Ross Chastain's got them lined up at his back door. Brett Moffitt, Jesse Love there. Chastain doing a great job being able to keep those drivers from fifth on back at bay.
Let's remember that Ross Chastain started back in position number 28. He is up to fourth. Now, can he hold on to it? That's the question. Side by side, they go back to the corner.
Brett Moffitt first out of line. He'll test those waters down low. He'll immediately pass Chastain, slide wide, go to fourth. Chastain falls to fifth, but here come about a half dozen others. Jesse Love, Sam Mayer, Riley Herbst, John Hunter, even check it. Corey Heim are lined up.
And the overwhelming majority of those cars Mike just named off running the middle lane here through turns three and four. Riley Herbst, the lone Wolf downstairs, but he's going to change lanes and go topside.
There is no doubt that this track is widening out. It started one lane at the bottom, but now there are two, teasing a third line that's beginning to come into play here around this halfway mark.
And Mike, we have a number of battles all the way around this racetrack. We've got a battle for the lead. We've got a battle for fifth on back and numerous battles after that. Pick one. They're all good, but I'll tell you what, I think all eyes right now, Mike, are at the front of the field.
They are on the front of the field. You asked me to pick a battle, you got one. John Hunter Nemechek on the move. Back to the front of the racetrack, or top of the racetrack. He'll go out of two. He'll bypass Sam Mayer, who has had a lot of challenges since this restart.
Just in front of Nemechek, they're side by side for position. Here's Jesse Love on the move. He'll go to the inside of Ross Chastain for the number five spot.
Jesse Love makes a late break out of the line, dives to the inside. He'll ease past Chastain, put Jesse Love in the fifth position, with Chastain trying to stay with him and trying to keep John Hunter Nemechek behind him.
And then you've got Sam Mayer, then you've got Riley Herbst, then you've got Justin Allgaier. And you know, when you think about it, Mike, we really haven't talked a lot about Justin Allgaier. Right now, he rides 10th.
He led earlier in this race and looked to be one of those dominant forces, but once he's gotten shuffled back in the pack, he's having a hard time making his way back to the front. He's riding right behind Riley Herbst and in front of Sheldon Creed.
As they come up off turn number four, Sheldon Creed pacing himself right there, finds the real estate he needs to hang on to the spot behind Justin Allgaier. Good hard racing here, Jeff, as we're working with 43 laps to go here in stage two.
Yeah, we got a long way to go in this one, Alex. 143 laps remain. Here's a quick look at the top five. Lap 108, Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Sammy Smith, Brett Moffitt, Jesse Love. That's your top five.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcasts, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcers. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
Chandler Smith has checked out, waved bye-bye to Cole Custer. Sammy Smith is right there. That's a good battle for second. We'll get back to it here in just a moment. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Alex, again, there's a lot of good battles. We got a battle shaping up for second now with Sammy Smith on the move.
He is up underneath Cole Custer, takes the number two spot away from Custer, who washed up the track awfully wide off turn four. Now Cole Custer is going to have to hang on because Brett Moffitt is knocking on the door.
Brett Moffitt's trying to get by. He'll give Cole Custer the good look out of turn number two. Can't find any room to race, but The moment that Custer slips, you've got Mobbin right there practically shoving him through the corner waiting to make that move.
And he's about to make the move right now. Mike Bagley, Brett Moffitt down to the inside on Cole Custer. Cole's got third, and Brett is trying to take it away.
He'll do it at corner entry. He'll dive to the bottom of the racetrack, complete the pass before they reach the center of the corner. Custer quickly gets back in line, and now they both will angle for the widest lane in the new asphalt possible in three.
8th, 9th, and 10th go three wide through turns 3 and 4 up off the corner. Near contact, Justin Allgaier bails out of the throttle. John Hunter Nemechek was in the middle. Riley Herbst topside. They continue to race hard for the position.
It is a 4-driver battle for that spot, about to become a 6-driver battle. It's led by Riley Herbst. He's got John Hunter Nemechek and Mayer wheel-to-wheel behind him. Allgaier, Heim, and Creed are there as well.
We are now 24 laps into this run, and we are seeing drivers skating around the racetrack. We'll pick up the battle from Riley Herbst on back. Right now, Riley holding down position number 7.
And he's trying to keep that spot, but he's going to have a hard time doing it. Sam Mayer on the comeback trail. Allgaier there as well. John Hunter Nemechek has been slipping and sliding around the racetrack. He'll do it again. Up the track he goes in 3.
We're about to put our 25th consecutive green flag lap on the board. Longest green flag run, I should say, of the race was at the start when the drop of the green flag flew to lap 33. But right now, there is a mess of race cars on the backstretch.
And that mess of race cars that we're immediately speaking of is Riley Herbst. But there's a good four-driver battle in front of them, led by Cole Custer.
And right behind him is Brett Moffitt. And behind Moffitt is Ross Chastain. And then there's Jesse Love. And then behind that, you've got Sam Mayer. He's on the move down to the inside on Riley Herbst.
Ford and Chevy side by side, and they go to the racetrack. Mayer loses control. He'll take Herbst along for the ride. They'll lose 4 positions. They're able to keep it out of the wall. Close call and a very, very tense moment for Mayer and Herbst in turn 2.
And they'll gather it right back up. They lost 5 car lengths to that group that was racing hard in front of them, including Justin Allgaier, John Hunter Nemechek, Sheldon Creed with a big wiggle going off into turn number 1.
Lots of wiggling going on right now on the racetrack. These drivers' hands are full. That wiggle from Creed is going to take him out the racetrack, and that'll leave the inside lane open for Corey Heim.
And Steve Post, I would imagine that the drivers are on the radio going, how many more laps before we can get the car onto pit road? And we still have 28 laps remaining in stage number 2.
Jeff, you are absolutely right. They are just absolutely tiptoeing and hanging on to these race cars. Sam Mayer, that incident with him and Riley Herbst was just hard racing on old worn-out tires. And I just got on the radio with Sam Mayer and said that they need to just focus on saving the tires.
Trouble on the racetrack. A car goes for a spin in turn number 2. That is the Patrick Emmerling car. That's going to put us under the caution flag yet again here on lap number 40, or check that, 123. So under the caution flag, Patrick Emmerling, a solo car spin to the bottom of turn number 2.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
The Motor Racing Network.
2 by 2 by 2. They're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside, and they're crashing mid-pack.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Checkered flag is in the air, and Corey Heim has scored the win.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Lap number 125 is complete. We are halfway home in the Hy-Vee Perks 250. Pit lane is open. A handful of cars are in, including Brett Moffitt making his way to Steve Post.
Now, Brett Moffitt is in. The car was good, but he has had a vibration that has had him nervous for about the last 20 or 25 laps, and they decided to come in, put four Goodyear Racing Eagles. They're actually putting scuff tires on it, so I think they're putting that first set of tires on it. They don't want to get off sequence with tires, and they're putting scuff tires on the Brett Moffitt car. Austin Hill is in, and it's just not been good for Austin Hill. That car has gone from really loose to terribly loose to very bad loose, back to loose again, and they're just continuing to throw things at it. So a couple of pit stops here off sequence here as we work through stage number two. Chris Wilner, was there anybody down there in front of you doing something similar?
Ryan Sieg and Parker Kligerman were the two on my end of pit road. As they pull the tires over the wall from Parker Kligerman's, there's some severe wear going on the right side, and Parker came over the radio and said, I need to have tires. Now, as far as everybody else in this section, Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, they want to save a set of tires, and so for their strategy play, they want to save that opportunity and have a chance to go pit at the end of this stage rather than use some now. So they're going to take a gamble as well as a handful of the leaders, including Sammy Smith. So a little bit of a different strategy play, but for these drivers that have pitted, boy, they needed tires and they needed them bad. So Parker Kligerman on all four fresh Goodyear tires here on this caution.
23 laps remain in the stage, 1:23 in the race. Debris blowing down the front straightaway. It is windy here at the Iowa Speedway. Tire management is going to be the name of the game and determine who goes to victory lane.
Yeah, it is. So how do these drivers manage their tires when they're trying to not only maintain their track position but play defense and prevent somebody from trying to take their spot away from them? The key is you roll out of the throttle going into the corners. That's the number one thing. And set the car down. You don't want to let the car, I guess you don't want to force the car is the better way to say it. That way, you're going to force the tires to be a little more mad at you. If you just let the car go where it wants, whether it's the bottom, middle, or the second lane through the corners, let the car be happy where it wants to be, where the chassis needs to be. That's the number one way to save these tires. The other thing, too, is when you apply the throttle down and get the rear tires to get a bite up off of the corner, the harder you are on the throttle, the harder those back tires are going to dig into the racetrack, especially the right rear tire. So a little bit ginger on the throttle can help you manage your tires as well.
Now, all of that is easier said than done. Now, Chandler Smith has had a comfortable advantage for most of this race. He's led 103 of 128 laps out front and not being pressured. But from everybody else on back, you're trying to manage tires, but you're also trying to defend your spot on the racetrack. You know, we go back and we look at Love and Nemechek and Allgaier, Creed, Heim. Those guys have been going at it. You know, basically anybody from second on back has had to race hard. That makes it tough to manage those tires.
It really does, and Steve Post has been keeping up, as has Chris Wilner, on the tire count. They did get an extra set of Goodyear tires for today's race, and Steve Post, we're just past halfway now. What are you seeing down there, and what are some of the things you're hearing with the teams on tire conservation?
Well, the tire conservation has been interesting, and I'm not sure how big a factor it's going to play off. Right now, the majority of the teams have one new set of tires that they'll take at the end of stage number two, coming up at about 21 laps, and they'll still have one brand new set that they can use during the final stage of the race. I think that's going to be the conventional call. As a matter of fact, Brett Moffitt came down to that unscheduled stop, and they put scuff tires on so they could stay on that same sequence. What we found is even that last stage is 100 laps. What we found is, yes, the tires are wearing, but the speed is not coming out of the tires nearly as much. So consequently, new tires, while nice as far as the wear goes, don't give you a whole lot more speed. And so I think it's going pretty much straight up. John Hunter Nemechek has two sets of tires that he'll have during that final stage. Be interesting to see if they choose to use them and if they can turn that into their advantage. But everyone down here that I've seen has two sets of Goodyear Racing Eagles that they'll use between now and the end of this event.
And we are just now 10 laps past halfway, 120 laps complete, 130 laps remain. Before we go back under the green flag, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Today, the NASCAR Xfinity Series is racing at the Iowa Speedway. It is the Hy-Vee Perks 250. Welcome aboard. We have 130 laps remaining. Make that 120 laps remaining. We've completed 130, leaving us 20 to go in the stage. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden on pit road, Steve Post and Chris Wilner working the turns. Just outside turn number three is Mike Bagley.
We get set to get the one to go signal this time, buying the opportunity for the drivers to choose what lane they want to restart in. The dominant lane that we've seen, at least from the front runners, Jeff, has been the outside as far as the choice goes. We'll find out. I assume leader Chandler Smith will go topside. What will Sammy Smith do this time? That's the big question.
Yeah, we're going about to find out. Most everybody has wanted to start outside, but you give up track position. And when you do it, Sammy will do that right now. He'll tuck in behind race leader Chandler Smith, and Ross Chastain will do the same thing. Dropping down to the inside of row one will be Cole Custer, and he'll go side by side with Jesse Love. He'll be up there in row two. So it's Love and Sammy Smith, row two. Row three will be John Hunter Nemechek and Ross Chastain. Corey Heim, Justin Allgaier side by side in row four. Row five is going to be Riley Hurst.